Pedro. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. All right, we're up to Shear number 5, number 9. What does Tosfos say on the pasuk Lo Siyer Achrei Rabim La'Raos? Oh, we discussed this at great length with Ben and Seder and Ellie. And Johnny, we pointed out in the Gabi, the Poshup Shad in the Gemara, the Maskanas HaGemara and Dalet Gimel and Bey, Sir David. He takes Shear 6 and number 5. Okay? Six is number 5, number what? What are we up to? 9, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So Lamaisa, the Gemara's Maskana and Gimel and Bey is that the Pasuk, Halacha Lamaisa, we learn out the din that we go Basarov from din in the Fashas. Din in Fashas Hamiri, we go Basarov, how much more so, but din in Momenus. But before that, the Gemara said there's a Pasuk that says Lintos. Lo Sir Achre Rabin Laros, Lo Sar Al Rib Lintos Achre Rabin Laros. So the Gemara says that Pasuk is talking about din in Fashas, not din in Momenus. What's Pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos says as follows, let's get it. When you see the word Ra in the Torah, the Ra means din in the Fashas by definition. Okay? It's a double ra. The guy's going to get killed. It's a bad thing. So memela, ra connotes dini nefashos, and it does not mean dini mamonis. Because a dini mamonis is always two litigants. For what's good for one guy is bad for the other guy. Here's 6, anyway. I printed out 6. What's good, we're in 5, number 9. What's good for one guy is bad for the other guy. So therefore, by dini mamonis, the Paul's not talking about. Aye! Tosfos says dini nefashos. We also have what? We also have the concept of what? A schus. Because the Gol Adam's happy, this guy's getting killed. The Gol Adam, the closest relative of the guy who was killed, is happy he's getting killed. Isn't that considered to be a schus? No. That's still rolls. Because the guy's not a meshugano, he's not a mean guy. He's not marviach anything concrete when the guy dies. Aye. Adim Zomanin. What is Adim Zomanin? Two Adim testify, Mr. X killed Mr. Y in Manhattan at 11 a.m. Daniel. Aye. Two other Adims here with us at 8 a.m. in L.A. 3 hours later in a time zone. Right? So obviously what? When they killed Adim Zomim, the second set's believed over the first set, because the Chiddush HaTorah, as we said, Abaye, Rav, and Baba Kama, we discussed that. Isn't the guy being released? The Rotzeach, the potential Rotzeach is being released. That's a schus. The Adim Zomim getting killed is bad for them, and it's good for the Rotzeach. So Memele, take 5 and 6, Jeremy, we're up to number 9, 5. So you see the Feirish, Zach, take 6. Bring out 6, Lamaisa. Okay, so you see Beferish, that you see Lamaisa by Adim Zomim, even though what? Even though the guy in Adim Zomim, the first set gets killed, the Rotzeach gets off the hook, no, that's not called considered to be good, because they could have been contradicted through Achasha too. You could have released the Rotzeach through Achasha. What's Achasha? Just contradiction of Adim. So we don't consider that Tov. Tov is only when it's the only way it could be Tov. So therefore, that's Tosfos' first day. That's Tosfos' first day. And the bottom line is that what? That this pasuk from beginning until end is talking about Dini Nefashos. Okay? That's the first day in Tosfos. Then Tosfos quotes a second day, which I want to retract from what we said in Shir Day.
Wait, so why is the Hachasha?
Because we said in order for it to be good, Johnny, has to be the only way that you can make a guy good. The only way you could save this guy is not through Azama. You could save this guy also through Hachasha. Okay? Take 6, Zach. Okay, we're up to 5-2. Okay? In other words, you can also save the guy through Akash. It doesn't have to be only Hazama. So you see the Feirish Lamaisa, that this is the first Mahala, first day that Tosfos says. And then, the second day that Tosfos, not really a second day, it's another Raya, according to the Tosfos Rosh, and we were Mechavit to say from Meir, that the word Nami is really a misprint. And that is that there's a second Raya this Pasuk is talking about in the Fashas. Because the margin of 2 and the margin of 1 is only by what? Nefashos, right? 23, 13 to 10 if you want to kill the guy, incriminate the guy, 12 to 11 if you want to what? Acquit the guy. But that's by nefashos. The end of the puzzle is talking about the nefashos, the beginning of the puzzle is also the nefashos. Ra means nefashos. So the 2 days are the Maram Shif says he doesn't know the difference between the two. The 2 days, there's no difference between the 2 days. Poshup Shad is the same day. And therefore, we're retracting from what we said because I think there's a misunderstanding here in here when it said Akorcha Nami. The word Nami should not be in the Tosfos. The Pasuk also is if Ood is another Rias, as the Torah says, the Pasuk from the beginning of the land is talking about Nidin Nefashos. We originally in Shir said it's also talking about Nami, means it's definitely talking about Mominus, but also Nefashos. What do you mean it's talking about Mominus? Can't be talking about Mominus. And that's why he says here in the Sefer Meir, you write it down, he says he doesn't understand. We were so happy in Seder. Page Mem Hey, he says, doesn't understand what the word Nami's talking. I didn't find anyone to correct it. I didn't find anyone either. But Lamaisa, it should be, it's problematic. We have a Pella, we can't understand Lamaisa, why in fact he writes it like this. So as Ben said, when you meet the authors of the Masifta, we'll ask him the Kasha, okay? Why you interpret that? Binyan Shlomi says also, the fine Maram Shu says, what's the difference between the two Terutsa?
Ozva Hadar also had Nami.
Also, Ozva Hadar also has the word Nami? Takes out the word Nami?
No, it didn't take off the
wall. Okay, good. All right. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. So we have this. That's number 9, guys. Very important. We had that theme already. You remember we had that theme? We had that theme already. That Ra Lezeh, Tov Lezeh is by Momenus, not by Nefashos. That was the Tyson Lamed Beis, remember? The 10 differences between Din Nefashos and Din Momenus. Remember that? Watch the Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Because those 10 differences deal with what? What's, you know, Schus Lezeh and what's Momenus? Not appropriate by what? Not appropriate by Dini Momenus. You can't talk like that by Dini Momenus. What's good for one guy is bad for the other guy. That was the Tosis in the top of what? Top of Lama Beis and Aleph. The top Tosis in the beginning of the fourth parak. He says, Lo Shayach by Dini Momenus. Then immediately the Tov is Chus Chol and Shas Lo Dini Momenus. Here we're talking about the 10 differences. Okay. Fine. Let's go. That answer's number 9. Number 10. What's the Hagdar of a Goel Adam? Let's get it. What's the definition of a Goel Adam? Definition of a Goel Adam. It's plain and simple, the Rambam says, the closest Yorish. The Rambam says, Beferish, the closest Yorish. Perek Alpha Lachabes. Mitzvah Yad Gol Adam, Shenemar, Hu Yomis Tzrotzech, Lachol Arroy Lerusha, Hu Gol Adam. Larotza Gol Adam, Shleyachol Amiso, Shem Gol Adam, Basin Mimisa Naso, Tzrotzech, Asayef. Rambam says, Beferish, the Gol Adam is the closest relative to the deceased, and that is Roy Lerusha. Where do we know that from? We said two possible Makaris. The Yushalmi says, Beferish, that Dayanim cannot be related to the person killed, because then they will become a Goel Adam. Obviously, they're going to what? They're going to try to knock the guy off. And therefore, they won't be able to be what? They won't be able to be objective. And it says, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisim, that Dayanim cannot be Goel Adam, because anyone's royal to be a Goel Adam is Pasul Adun. Now, who's royal to be a Goel Adam? Who is royal to be a Goel Adam? Who are the people that are Yorish? Only Yorishim are the father, not the mother. Only Krove Av, not Krove Ein. The Rambam says, Beferish Nechos Eid, Spirit Yud Gimel Aloch Aleph. So therefore, only Krovin that are Krovin through the Father can be what? Are Nochlin, Manchilin, they inherit and they bequeath. Only those can be what? Can be Gol Adam. So you see from the Yushalmi that Gol Adam is totally Birusha. That's in Pirik Gimel Aloch Ates and Yushalmi. That's one marker. The other marker is a Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Yibbeis Ma'alf, according to Rashi, where the Gemara says, if a grandfather kills a father, the grandson can kill the grandfather. Why? Because the grandson is the closest Yorish to the father who was killed. Whereas if a father kills one of his two sons, the other son is not the Goel Adam. Why not? Because who's the closest relative when a father kills a son? The father. The father's not going to kill himself. So therefore, you see that it's totally always Yerusha. So please get the Yerushalmi and also the Bavli's the Makor. Okay, Yoni, take 6, okay, and take 5 here, okay? Take 6 if I were up to 5 now, number what?
What's the case in the Bavli?
The Bavli, the grand, according to Yud Beis Manaf, Rashi says that the grandfather killed the what? The grandfather killed the, grandfather killed the father, yeah, like we said, the grandson can kill the grandfather, because he's the closest Yorish, the grandson to the father, it's his son. Whereas in the case of a father kills one of the two sons, the other son cannot be the Goel Adam because he's not the closest relative. The father is. He's not going to kill himself. Okay. That's number what? Number 10. 11. What was the story with Yoav and Avner and Asael? Number 11. The Gemara has a Mem Tesem and Aleph the following. Okay. You ready for the Bechina today, Zach? Okay, good. This will help you with it, right? It's a Bechina today in the Koil. So let's get it. What's the case? The case was that Avner was being chased by Asael. Avner could have turned around and shot him in the leg, and he didn't. He shot him in the heart. He killed him. And Yoav was incensed. Yov was the brother of Asael. And therefore Yov, as the Gol Adam, killed him. Because that was Yochol Atzila Bechen Me'evarav. Yochol Atzila Bechen Me'evarav means that you could shoot the guy in the leg and you don't. You shoot him in the heart. The din is your chayah for that. Okay? The din is your chayah for that. And that's why Yoav killed him. So the Rambam is a strange din. Please get it. The Rambam Paskins in Pirik Tes Halachatal Hilchos Melachim, we saw it, that according to the Rambam, by Klal Yisrael, you're not chayah Mrs. Basin if you could have shot the guy in the leg and shot him in the heart. Only by Ben Noach do we kill you, Mrs. Basin. The Rambam says, by when it comes to the halacha of Mrs. Yisrael, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, you're not killed by Beis Din. So the Ravid asks on the Ram, Kasha Limi Avner, it's against the Gemara. Yoav killed Avner because of that. So what do you mean to tell me there's no Mrs. Beis Din? So what's the answer, Ellie? We said the Mishnah Malka Miri said, it wasn't Mrs. Beis Din. He was a Gol Adam. And when you act as a Gol Adam, it has its own rules and regulations. It's extra legal. It's like a Din Melech, it's like a Ben Noach. And a Melech, a Ben Noach, and a Gol Adam plug in the different rules and regulations. Melech could kill based on an Eid Echad L'maisa, a Gol Adam based on an Eid Echad, we said from the Rambam, and also Ben Noach, also by Eid Echad. So too here by the Gol Adam. The Gol Adam could kill in such a game. Remember we said a guy ties down a fellow in the Sahara Desert. I did nothing. You just killed the guy. So we said for a Melech and for Ben Noach, they could kill the guy. Because there's different rules and regulations. That's how the Meiri in Sanhedrin writes Beferish on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. That's why we said, you know, Ritzicha is such a serious deal. That's why there's Kippa. Remember? Kippa, only by the murder. Because Kippa is what? Yeshuva Shalala. Murder, you're destroying people. So there's a halacha called Kippa. Okay. That answers not what?
Why is this whole case Gol Adam if it's not Mises Shogate? Don't we say?
We're going to get to that. Gol Adam is by both, remember? By both, Johnny. We said it's not just by Shogun, also by Mason. We'll get to it. Okay, actually, the next question. That's 11. 12. You spilled the beans.
No, it was 10.
That was 11. Yeah, Yosef, that was 11, yeah? All right, 12. What are the two cases of the Gol Adam by Rotzeach B'Mason? It's exactly what you're asking, Johnny. Rotzeach, everyone knows Gol Adam by Rotzeach B'Shogun, but there's also a concept of Gol Adam by Rotzeach B'Mason. Give the two examples, okay? Give the two examples. Give two cases. Number one is the case, according to the Rambam, that a Mises Beis Din, who normally carries out the Mises Beis Din? Who are the executioners? David, you got the questions, right? Who are normally the executioners when someone's high visa? We're at shear number five, number what?
12.
Number 12. Who actually meets out the executioner by a Mises Beis Din? Yada Adim Tiyab Rishonim. The Adim are the ones that do it. Obviously, that shows you the guys better not be lying because they end up killing someone. There is one Aveira, though, according to the Rambam, the way he learns up the Gemara Mamea Beis, murder, who carries out the punishment? The Gol Adam. That's the first, according to the Rambam. The Ramban says the Gol Adam brings him into Beis, but the Edom do the killing. But the Rambam says no. Rambam says the Gol Adam does the killing. Tremendous Kiddush. That's number one example, Johnny. And number two example.
What did that show us?
That's a case of Rotzeach B'Mezid. Nagol Adam has a purpose. It's not just in the case of Rotzeach B'Shogeg. It's in the case of Rotzeach B'Mezid. The Rambam says it's also in the case of B'Mezid. That's what we're saying. Give the two examples. Rotzeach B'Shogeg, Gol Adam is not just by Rotzeach B'Shogeg. It's also by Rotzeach B'Mezid. According to the Rambam, the first example is carrying out the Mises Beis Din for murder. Number one. Number two, is the Rambam, very Mechudish Rambam, there's an Eid Echad on a murder. The Rambam says this allows the Eid Echad allows the Gol Adam to kill and avenge the blood of his relative. Amazing. You follow me? Rambam's an amazing Chiddush. An Eid Echad, the Ravitz says that's nuts. The Rambam's Nuchus Rotzeach Perik, Vavalach Adalit and Hay. Ravitz says an Eid Echad is nothing. So what did the Kesem Mishnah interpret the Rambam Eid Echad meant? Eidus Miucheres. What's Eidus Miucheres? Two Adim from different windows, but they didn't see it together. But the Or Sameach says the Rambam meant what he meant, because you look in the Rambam or in where? Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam's Lashitoso. You see the Or Sameach amazing Bekiyas. He knew the Mor Nevuchim, knew everything. That Rambam's Lashitoso, the Arachazak, and the Mor Nevuchim. Chelik, Gimel, Sperik, Mem. What is the purpose of Egla Rufa? Describes the Rambam. We do this whole ceremony. For what? Maybe someone will come forward and say, I know who the murderer is. Even if an Eid Echad comes forward, writes the Rambam, that allows a Melech or a Gol Adam to kill. The Rambam writes black and white, then an Eid Echad is enough. So that's a second example I want you to get, Johnny, that a Gol Adam can implement his job by a Rotzeach B'mezid. Okay? Those are the two examples. We must get it. Rashi and Memhei Amid Beis in Sanhedrin Ar Masechta learns up the whole sugi there. Yamis is really talking about Rotzeach B'shogeg. Both the Rambam and the Ramban argue on Rashi, we said. We say that he learns that sugi Dama Rotzeach B'mezid. And Gol Adam has a purpose in that realm as well. According to the Ramban, he just brings him into base. According to the Rambam, he brings him into base and he kills the guy. Okay? All right, very good. You got it?
The second Rambam was, he says, an
Eid Echad. An Eid Echad that sees a murder can allow the Gol Adam to kill the fellow. And the Rambam said, Echad is nothing. So it's a mission to Eid Echad being his Mucheris. But the Rambam, Dor Sameh quotes, you got it? Dor Sameh quotes, Rambam says, Shitaso, Mordechai meant Eid Echad. Okay, that answers number what? 12. Let's go. 13. What are the three Shitas regarding Beis Din Shokel? And how do we pass it? So we said halacha lamaisa that there are three shittas. Number one, Rashi b'feirish poshup shot in our Gemara. We wanted to say Rashi poshup shot in our Gemara. Okay. The second day in Taisus in Yavamis on Kuf Aleph and Aleph that no matter what type of beizdin is needed, you must have an odd number. If you don't have an odd number, it's not a beizdin. It's lead kuva. And also the Russian and Durham said the same thing. A Beis Din Shokel is possibly in Bidyan. Beferish. Okay?
The Russian
and Durham. No, the Russian and Durham says it's possibly in Bidyan. Rashi, an Argomara, Poshubshan Rashi, we said, according to Taisvis, in the second day in Yavamis, we're going to get to the first day, but those are considered to be Ma'akid. That's the way Rashi describes it over there. Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi Bayasim Sanhedrin. Reboshi the boy Kral. Rashi, on that Gemara, you take 5 and 6, we're up to 13. Rashi says, that according to Moshe, you don't know the Beis Din Shokel. What did he say? 4 or 6 are kosher. Mashmid, if you acquire a Beis Din Nota, it's possible. It's a diuk we made in Rashi. That's what Shulti's diuk was in Rashi. So you have Rashi, you have the Tosis in the second day of Yavamis, no matter what type of Beis Din. And number 3, we had the Sheet of the Rosh in the Dharm that said it was Ma'akev. According to the Sheet of the Rosh. Okay, that's the first Sheet. Second Sheet is the Bach. The Bach claims Beferish that the whole conservation shakel is only the Chachila. Choshe Mishpat Simen Gimel. Sif Yud. It's all the Chachila. Bidi Yevin, it's fine. The Chachila, it's a problem. Okay. And then the third sheet is who? The Rav Shulti wanted to describe according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Please get it. According to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you have anything above the number 3, it's fine. As long as you have a sheer shalim of a Beis Din, anything above the number 3 is not a problem at all. You can have 4, you can have 8, doesn't make a difference at all. Okay, as long as you have a shir sholem, you have a chefsa, anything above that, there's no psul at all of a Beis Din Shokel. Okay? Those are the three shittas. That's why Lamaisu we said, Lechachilo, you should not make a Beis Din of 4 Dayanim, because there's a sheet in Rishon, the first sheet that says possible Bidyevit, and that's where the Shar Mishpat Paskin Halacha Lamaisu, that Bidyevit, if you had a Beis Din of 4 or 6 Rabbanim, it would be possible. And that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan said the same. But Yerushuas Yisroel, Yisroel Akutna, said Halacha Lamaisa, that it's mashma by dini mominis. Maybe you could sit Lamaisa if it's not knossos, because dini mominis is only the rabbanon anyway. We only have the wherewithal to sit in the rabbanon anyway. So he wanted to say maybe an even number would be okay by mominis. By knossos, where you need the eraisa 3, then he said you should be machma not to have a what, not to have a. Even number. But we said even by Knossos, if he had more than 3, according to Ram Shukran, it's good anyway, right? So that was the machloikis we said between the Shara Nishvud and the Yeshua Yisrael, Yisrael Akutna, Halacha Lamaisa. So make sure we get these three shittas. Now, there's one more element I want you to get in this Taisus. Please get it, okay? Please get it. We'll write it in this question. There was the first day in Taisus Nivamis. The first day in Taisus Nivamis pointed out that the only time that you need shuckle is when they have to make a what? A vote. So we don't want a deadlock. But if they're not voting, namely, their presence alone is needed, that same vort of the Rav, then in theory, an even number would suffice. And that's what Taisus says, why by Chalitza and by Geiris do you need an odd number? An even number should suffice. An even number should suffice. So what did Taisa say? Taisa stood on his head and said in the first ayah that every time a Beis Din does a procedure of chalitza or geiris, they are paskening based on the Shulchan Aruch and a certain day in the Gemara. And therefore, you consider it to be not just their presence alone, you view it as if they're actually voting. And therefore, if you're literally voting, then you need an odd number. To that degree. And then Tosis gets stuck with what? Smichas par helim davar shel tzibur. Why does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin, Yudalim Beis Din Armasechta, you need an odd number for smicha? You need it to be done to three guys when you put your lean on the bull. The par helim davar shel tzibur. When the Sanhedrin made a mistake in Pesach. What do you need that for? So what did the Yad Ramah say over there? You remember? They are paskening whether you need b'kol kocho or not. To that degree. You know, do you need all, when you lean on it, do you need b'kol kocho? But you see, in theory, we said, very important, that according to that first day in Yavamis, the only reason why you need an odd number is that it's for practicality purposes, that you should not what have a deadlock. But in theory, if they are not voting, if their presence alone is needed, you shouldn't need shakal at all. And the second day in Tais Nivamitz, which is the first day in the three sheets we just said, says the ingredient of a Beis Din, one of the ingredients, Eli, is an odd number. If you don't have an odd number, you're not a Beis Din. Okay? So I want you to include in that question, please, that first day in Tais Nivamitz on Kuf Aleph and Mem Aleph. Very important. Because we stress the Rav's vort with that. Whereas according to the second day, he says, I don't care what type of Beis Din is. Whether they're voting or whether their presence alone is needed, it's not a Beis Din if it doesn't have an odd number. Okay. That answers number what? Number 13.
What did Artosis and Gemara say?
What'd you say?
What did Artosis say?
Artosis didn't chime in on it, halacha l'maisa, whether it's makiv or not. Artosis didn't. We said, remember, we saw the different plays in Shas. We saw Yavamis, we saw Argomar, Yudalad, and Beis.
Also, the Rambam
Shita. Argomar is just a mocker, right? Yeah, go ahead.
The Rambam Shita was that he says.
We're going to get to that now with the Rayas.
11 is better than 10.
But we're going to get to that now. We're going to get to that now.
Part, that's the third day here.
Yeah, the third day is just in general, you have to know. Just anything that is a sheer, anything is above three is definitely good. Anything's good.
This Rambam.
And even, no, that's the last sheet, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's the Rambam.
That's where Rambam gets his.
Yeah, that's what we said, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. That's the next question. That's the next question, John. Okay, that's 13.
And I thought the Rush said you're allowed to have four for Nidorim.
No, we said it was a Machloikis Tin Rabbi Kiveger. So Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Rabbi Tzal Chanan, whether four are good for Nedarim. Halacha l'maisa. So the Rush says, if the Rush points out a sheet that might be good, because Chad Nami might be kosher.
Right, and then...
But that's... We'll get into that in another question, okay?
No, then Rabbi Jolti says the four is good because it's over the one.
I understand, because it's a Shir Sholem. The only thing you need by a Beis Din is one. Correct. That's based on the Rambam's... Let's get to... That's 13, 14. One of the rise of Jolti, according to Rambam, that Beis Din Shakal is, if you have anything more than three, it's fine. Okay? So we said the following. We said that the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's better to have 11 than 10.
Who said?
The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, okay? The Mechaber has the following Lashon, which is very interesting, okay? And it's, on one hand, it's very Mechudish, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha l'maisa, it says, the Mechaber and the Rambam say the following. Alpha pisha Beis Din shel shlosha Beis Din shalom kol zman shein rabba harizim ha-shubuch. Remember he said harizim ha-shubuch? The more the better. Mutu shiachuch adin ba'achar asar yosem yibasara. He says better to have 11 than 10. That's also in the Rambam, Perek Beis, it was an edra lachim gimel, and shukarach simen gimel siftal. How can you say 10? 10's an even number. The Sma says lav dafki, didn't mean 10. Rav Zulti says he meant 10. The Rambam Machari meant 10. When you have above 3, there's no chisar of what? Of Beis Din Shakal. And he brought a riot. Two riots, we said. It says in Hurios, 100 Dayanim Sitta Paskin, we're not Chav Ashiyoro Kulin. How can you have 100? 100 an even number. And you see the Yushami meant 100, because if you have 51, that's a rov. So you see the Yushami said he meant Tafka. How can that be? How can that be, Lamaisa? The answer is that anything above 3, there's no concern at all, even l'chachila, to have an even number at all. That's number one raya. Number two raya is, there's a Gemara, we still never tracked it down. Let's try it tomorrow. Remember we said, I think it says in Nav Zayin, it says, Asar Shiyoshim Bidin Kolar Toli B'Savar Kulum. 10 men sit to be Dayanim, The chain, there's a chain on their necks. Make sure they have responsibility to get it right. How can it say 10 yoshin? 10 is lav dafka? No, it's not lav dafka. Anything above the number 3 is good. And number 3, we said, this is what Johnny was referring to, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Kiveg and Rabbi Tzilchanan, whether Ataras Adarim is good with 4 or not. Rabbi Kiveger says in Simonai and Gimel, it's good with 4. And Rabbi Tzilchanan says it's wrong. The Rush says that it's possible. Ataras Adarim is possible based in Shokel. The Rush says in the Dharma. And Tosfos says in Baba Basra. 4 people is considered a based in Shokel. So it could very well be that if you held like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you understand Rabbi Kiveger quite well. Because the Maisa, Rabbi Kiveger has its roots in the Rambam and the Mechaber. Anything above 3 is fine. And Shmuel says, Shnayim Shadanu Dinan Din, even though that's a base in Shokel, as Johnny said, because really 1's good. So if really 1's good, anything above 1 is good. So therefore there's no problem based in Shokel. Okay? The Rush happens to say, Allah Maisa, that a base in Shokel is possible to be heaven. He writes, Beferish, that a base in Shokel is possible to be heaven because 2 is good, according to Shmuel, because 1 is really good. But Beisur is more, you need 3. Allah Maisa. So the only reason why Hafaris Nadarim needs a Tiris Bezdin, that's why Lamaisa need 3, because Bezdin Shokel, 2 is a Bezdin Shokel, says the Rosh. We said it's not a Bezdin Mamish. What's the riot that it's not a Bezdin Mamish? You could do it at night, and you could do it with Krovin. But it's a Tiris Bezdin, he held. Okay? So that's the answer. Let's get those are the 3 riots. Number 1, 10 and 11, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Smas says, 10 is Lavdak, it's not true, says Rishulti. It's Tafka. Number 2 is the Gemara Huri Yiseli, the 100. Right, Yushami said the Med 151 is a rope. Number 3 is Asari Yoshin Atzavar Toli Bekulam, and number 4 we had a Machlis Rabbi Kiveger Mitzil Chonon. But the 4 is good by Ataras Nadar. It would be good according to Rabbi Kiveger if you hold like Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch. But if you hold like the Rosh, Lamaisa, and the Taisus, it's a problem. It's a Bezin Shokel, and that's where Mitzil Chonon found its roots. Halacha Lamaisa, and therefore he said it's a problem because a Forest Nadar needs a Tyrus base, not Bezin Mamish. Therefore, 2. Based in Shokel. He says based in Shokel is good. I mean, 2 is good according to Shmuel. That's only B'dinim Amos. B'Yisur, you need 3. B'Yisur, you need 3. Yizmodi, you need 3. Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Very good. That answers not what? 14. That answers 14. 15. Let's go. Okay? Let's go. L'maisa. Okay, let's get it. Uri. L'maisa. Let's get it. David, we got it? Number what? Number 15. What does Tosfos ask on the Din of Rov? Let's go. Matos is asking Lama. Matos is showing him Aladin Rov. It's a misprint what I wrote. Matos is showing him Aladin Rov. What is Tos is asking the Din Rov? Okay, not Lama. Aladin Rov. Let's get it. Yes, Abam Kasha. He says you follow Rov and Din Imamus and Din Nefashos based on a Kol Shekain in the Gemara. Correct, Jeremy? Din Nefashos Chamir. You go about the Rov. Kol Shekain Din Imamus, not as serious, right? You go Basarov. You go Basarov? What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama? What does the Gemara say, Taisa says? Not in Baba Kama, Baba Basra. Ein Hochin de Mamon, Achar Rov. Beferish. What's the case? You sell a shore to your friend. It's a Meshuggah ashore. I sell the shore to Eli. He says, Rebbe, I mean, this shore is a Meshuggah. He's goring everything. It's causing me a lot of problems. I said, Eli, I thought you wanted a steak. I thought you wanted a shechted. Rove oxen are used for what? Used for plowing. Not used for shechting. So my excuse is what? I have a rove, lamaisa, that's against me. It's on Eli's side. I have a mute against me. Rav and Shmuel say what? Is it a mekachtos or not? What does Rav say? It's a mekachtos. We go bust a rove. Halach lamaisa. According to Rav, lamaisa, what's the din? According to Rav, what's the din? You go bust a rove. So therefore what? According to Eli, it's considered to be what? Rove, people buy it for what? Oxen? Eli's right, it's a mekartos. I can't say I thought you were for shkita, but according to Shmuel, it's not a mekartos, because I can always say I thought you were buying it for me. Therefore, I follow Shmuel, holds ein hokum mamanach rov. Whenever there's a mechlis rav and Shmuel, who do we hold like? Shmuel and dini mamanis rav and isurim. The Gemara says in mechlis ben tesim is Rosh says because rav is a bigger bucket than Shmuel in isurim. Shmuel is great though, rav is even greater, and Shmuel is a bucky in dini mamanis. Rav is great, Monos Shmuel is even great. Okay, so why is it that what? We go bust a rove by Beis Din, and all of a sudden when it comes to what? When it comes to Ein Hochem Lamanach Rove, we don't go bust a rove. A bomb kasha, that's 15. Please get 15, straight up kasha. Let's go, guys, 16. What's the teretz? Efshari. Efshari, what's the possible teretz that Tosfos says? How is he dalkut? So Tosfos says beautifully. Tosfos says beautifully. He says, I have a possible teretz. Let's distinguish between different types of rov. There's a rov that's in your face. Ten plaza of stores, nine kosher, one is not. That's called a Rubid Isa command. What's a Rubid Delesa command, David? Statistical. Most women give birth in 9 days, 9 months. Leah and Hara, most people, Leah and Hara, healthy. Most people make mistakes on the calendar. They don't know it's the second of the month, they think it's the third. They're always off one day. That's called statistics. That's not called Isa command. So Tosfos suggests a possible answer. I want you to get it. That when it comes to what? When it comes to the halacha of Rubid Isa Kaman, which is in front of you, we go buster rov, like a Beis Din. But when you go buster statistical, as to whether most people buy oxen for a plowing, that's a statistical rov, which is a Rubid Isa Kaman. That we don't go buster rov. That's a suggested, a possible teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos rejects it right away. How does he reject it? Because he points out the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in our Masechta, that we paskin basarov in all cases. All cases. If someone shoots someone, God forbid, what's the din? And they're Eben Asro, we kill him. You don't know why. Maybe the guy was a treifa who's going to die in 12 months. It's also to kill a treifa, but you're not giving Mrs. Basin. You know what? Most people are healthy, Leanne and her. And therefore we kill the guy based on that rov. Rove women give birth at 9 months.
This is the Farish Gemara.
Yeah, the Farish Gemara, Samach Tes, Yonah. Correct. Tosfos quotes, excellent. Most people make mistakes. You have one guy say the murder was at the second of the month, another guy says the third of the month. We kill him. Oh, I mean it's Achasha. No, it's not. One of the guys is off one day. We're Paskin based on Reuben Lace. Come on. Remember we said most women give birth to nine? Remember that was the whole Shiloh? We had a Shiloh about what? He might end up living with his own daughter. Remember we had all Shiloh about he didn't wait 3 months for the divorce? The woman didn't wait, she has to wait 92 days after the termination of the marriage, based on the Gemara Nivah Mitzvah Gimel and Beis, Avchana, right? After a divorce or a death, you don't let a woman remarry right away, because they don't know who the father is. She didn't wait, could develop a scenario, the father could end up being Bola's own daughter. That's a Chiyuv Misa. We assume no. Most women give birth 9 months. Not a problem. Okay? So Tos rejects it. Okay, good. What'd you say, Johnny, at Akasha?
Yeah.
Real quick.
I mean, the possible terrors for this was... The fossil teretz would be meaning dine nefesh is not something you can learn from, or dine
nefesh. No. Dine nefesh and dine mamonos, when the rov is in front of us like a Sanhedrin, like a Beis Din, we go bust a rov. That's a Rubid Isa command. But a Rubid Delesa command, we don't follow rov. That's smack against the Gemara, as Yonah pointed out.
No, I know, but
Those three examples.
Why would it be a possible teretz saying that it's never a Rubid Delesa command?
No, because again, we had a problem. We go bust a rov in one case, and the Gemara says, ain't hochad mamarcha rov.
Right.
So how do they square?
Right.
So the answer is, when we go bus a rov, is by a basin which is in front of us. Rubid Isa Kaman. When Shmuel said, Ein Hochem Acharov, it's a Rubid Delesa Kaman. But you see that's wrong, because the Gemara later on says, we go bus a rov, by Rubid Delesa Kamans. Okay? Is that clear? Oh. Viper now. What number, Yosef?
17.
That's 16, not 17. Okay. What's the makor of a Rubid Delesa Kaman? 2 days in Rashi and Chul and Yudbezim and Aleph. Either it's from the same Makar of Acharav Lahatos, which is the Makor for Rubid Isa Kaman. Rubid Isa Kaman is clear from Acharav Lahatos. It's talking about the basic. What's the Makor of Rubid Lesa Kaman? What's the Makor for Rubid Lesa Kaman? We're on number 18. No, 17. What's the Makor of Rubid Lesa Kaman? Either the same Makar of Acharav Lahatos, or Rashi suggests Halach Lamoshe Mesinai. Okay? Or Halach Lamoshe Mesinai. So we pointed out, if you hold that it's a different mucker, that might open the door that for you to say there might be differences between the two types. We gave one example. Let's say Efshel Levira. What does Efshel Levira mean? Maybe if you can clarify it, Lamaisa, you should try to clarify it. Maybe that's only said by Rubid the Isa Kaman. Maybe by Rubid the Lesa Kaman. It's so powerful, it's statistical. Once you say it's good, it's good. You don't have to check into it at all. Okay? Maybe you don't have to check into it at all. Maybe you can distinguish. But you can open the door to make a distinction between the two rovs if they have different makoros. If they're from the same makor mistama, they should have the identical nafkaminas. And there should be no differences between the two. But if you say that the makor of Ruben Leisa come out is halacha l'moshem Sinai, maybe that opens the door and say that if I can clarify it, by Ruben Isa come out, I have to clarify it. Ruben Leisa come out, maybe I don't have to, because it's statistical. It's a very stark role. And it's so stark, it's like the Ronald McDonald's not smiling at you, right? If it's in front of you, it's a little bit scarier, right? Ruben Isa come out. But Ruben Leisa come out, it's statistical. So maybe it's more powerful. Okay. That was 17.
How is Acharam Lahatos Ruben Leisa come out?
Basin. Johnny, Basin is in front of you. That's the Sanhedrin.
I thought you just said Basin is Ruben Isa come out.
Yeah, Ruben Isa come out.
I thought the question was, what's the Mokra with the Leisa come out?
Yes. There are 2 days. One day in Rashi is that Acharam Lahatos the Mokra for both. For Ruben Isa come out and Leisa come out. That's exactly what I said.
Who said that?
Rashi and Chulin, you'd Basin and Aleph. Okay?
They're still opposites, though.
Achrei Rabim Lahatos is definitely the marker, I said, for what? For Ruben de Isa Kaman. It's in front of you.
Right.
There's 2 days in Rashi for Ruben de Leisa Kaman, what the Makor is. So Rashi offers one approach that it's the same Makor, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. And the other approach is, no, that it's Allah Chomosh Mishineh. I'm saying if you take that second approach, that opens the door to say you can make a distinction between the two types of Rov, namely, in a case of Efshel Lavara. Efshel Lavara, you'll say by Ruben de what? Ruben the Issa come on, Ruben the Lisa come on, man. You'll say it's so powerful a rove, you do not have to check it out, even when you could. Okay. That answers number what? Number 17, 18. What ultimately was the Teretz of Tosis and our Tosis on Gimel Lamed Beis? 18. Yeah, you got me? Let's get this. I would venture to say that this would be on it. I would venture to say this Tosis a collector's item, this Tosis. Our Tosis and Gimel Lamed Beis and Sanhedrin. Now, what's the Tosis say? He gives his own answer. He says, I'll tell you something. This rov, in Shmuel's case, about when I sell the ox to Eli, that rov oxen are for shechita, for harisha, for plowing, it's a bad rov. That's what he answers. He says it's a bad rov. That's exactly what he says. He doesn't say why. He just says, Rubi l'radi zavni lo'an o'choshev. It's not choshev. It's a bad rov. And such a rove we never would rely on. Okay? He says we don't rely on it in Dini Mominus in the case of Rav and Shmuel. It's a bad rove. Please get that down. Lo Chashev. That's the Lashon he uses. Okay? Jeremy, you got me? Lo Chashev. That's a Lashon in Tosis. That answers number 18. 19. We offer 3 Pshatim in Tosis. What does Tosis mean that it's a bad rove? The first Pshat was the Tosis Shans. In Ksubis. The Tosis Shan says, if you look in the Gemara Baba Basra, which we did in Sadi Beis and Beis, the Gemara has an Ukimta that the man does both. Eli is a person that has oxen for pasturing, and he has oxen for shechita. So he's a man of both. So that you can have a rove from today until tomorrow, but that won't apply to Eli, because we know Eli does both. It's not going to help you. That's what he means. And this particular person that you have a Shiloh with, we know what he does. So if we know what he does, the rove doesn't help you. Because why? We know he does both. So it's not going to help you at all. That's the answer of who? Of the Tosis what? Tosis Shants and Ksubis on Daf Tetzayin Amid Beis. Okay. Tetzayin Amid Alf. Number 2. That answers number what? Number 1920. What was the Hezber of the Bach? Let's get it. What was the Hezber of the Bach? The Bach said that this is also a bad rove for a different reason. Because he said as follows. He basically said that, you know what? You think most people do buy it for pasturing? What's the Lashon? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ellie. You know, the Lashon of the Bach? Thank you. The Lashon of the Bach is beautiful. He says that one guy might buy 100 oxen for harisha. You're right. One guy might buy 100 oxen for plowing. But you'll find another 100 guys, the Bach says, that buy 10 shvarim for shechita. Meaning that it's really what? It's really offset. The truth of the matter is that you're right, you might in bulk. You might in bulk-wise, you might have one guy buying more bulk. But at the end of the day, the numbers-wise, it's not really more what? It's not really such a great rove, because the bottom line is that what? There are a lot of people that buy what? Buy things for shechita, maybe not in a bulk way, but there's a lot more people that buy for shechita. So that was the Lashon Nabach and Choshen Mispet Simen Reish Lamed Beis. Okay?
The rove on the...
Yeah, it's not a good roll because it's only a roll of legabe what bulk wise. One guy buys in bulk more for harisha than, but there are multiple guys that buy, you know, buy things for shechita. So it really is not a stark a roll at all.
The rabbi said, well, like when we did in shir, it's a roll on the chesed, not the gabe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You could say it like the way we said it. But the bottom line being is that it's a weak roll because it's not a roll in all the realms. Correct. The roll on the gabe in bulk, not opposed on the chesed. Well said. Correct. Okay. That's 20. 21. What was the Hezbollah of the Shmaitzer? That was 20, Yosef. That was the Hezbollah of the Bach. What's 21? What's the Hezbollah of the Shmaitzer? I'll be the Ramban and Ritva. They say also the following. Please get it. Shev Shmaitzer says a beautiful Kiddush. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The Ramban says in the Melchamas, in Kiddushin, and Nunam Ebeiz Maskum Ashkaz of Oud, the Ritva Kiddushin, Nunam Ebeiz Maskum Shit, and the Shmaitzer was Shmaitzer Dalit Perik Vav. This is a sociological rove. A sociological rove based on behavior of people is not a good rove. Rove people do it for pasturing, that's not a good rove. That's mitzad behavior. When we talk about rove women giving birth in 9 days, that's objective. Rove people make a mistake, that's more objective. Even though we said that has a little bit of an element of sociological, but it's become so objectified, people make the mistake all the time. And also regarding what? Most people lean on her being healthy, right? Those are objectives, not totally on behaviorism. It has to be a rove that's totally mitzad tevaf to be a good rove. Okay? It's a rove has to be good, lemaisa, that's mitzad tevaf. Rove that's mitzad minig of people is not considered to be a rove gomer. It's a bad rove, and that's exactly why this is bad. Rove people doing it for pasture. That's the pshat, the third pshat we suggested for Tysus. Okay, that's 21. You got to get that, guys, okay? Because how do we formulate it? We always point this out. It's one of the methodologic tools we've learned this semester so far. That what? That according to Tosfos, the klal of Ein Hochen B'Mamarach HaRov is very what? Is very what according to our Tosfos? Very constricted, guys. It's very pigeonholed. It's pigeonholed to a one particular case where there's a negativity to it. But in general, the rule would be, Eli, that you go bus a rov in any moments, right? We just pigeonholed that case. That was smack against the Tosfos of Baba Kama, which we're going to get to now. That's 21. 22. What did Tosfos and Baba Kama say? So comes along Tosfos, and Baba Kama has the same exact kasha. Tosfos and Baba Kama gives a different teretz. He says, you know what? What kasha was, you go basarov and dinim ominous, based in. You don't go basarov by the case of Shmuel. Right? By the case of, selling the shore. Ain hochem acharov. How did the two square? The answer is by based in, it's not rov, it's kol. That's Tyson Boba Kama's answer. But Tysus adds on something very interesting. What does he add on? On Chav Zayin and Beis. He says an amazing shot. He says, on Chav Zayin and Beis, he says that there's a bit of a problem. He says that by Bezin Zakol, by everything else, by Shar Mamon, there's a mute and there's a chazaka. Please get it. What's a mute and a chazaka? Let's say Eli has a taina. He says, Rebbe, I owe money. What's the concept? In this case of the shore. There's a mute on my side, right? That mute of guys do shkita. But there's also a chazaka that I have a cheskes moment, right? That I don't want to pay him any money. Right? He gave me the money already. So you combine the mute, Ben, and the chazaka that I have a cheskes moment. And I win. Oh, excellent. You see that Tulsa seems to purport that the famous klal Ein Hochem B'Macharov goes like Reb Meir, there is Chosh Shlemiuta. Korn Lechom or not Chosh Shlemiuta. Where is this Machlok? It's in Kedushin Peyam at Aleph, we said. What's the case over there in Kedushin Peyam at Aleph? You have a baby playing with a dead rat, and he's playing with dough. Actually, we don't know if he's playing with a dead rat, but he's playing with the dough. So the Gemara says, Rove babies play with dead rats. Okay? And therefore their hands are Tameh, and the Isu is Torah. So the Chazaka, the Isu is Torah, plus a rove of what? Against a rove, that rove kids, babies play with rats, against a mute that they don't. Smoke mute to the Chazaka, combine the mute of babies that don't play with the rat with the Chazaka, the Torah, it destroys the rove. That's Reb Meir. According to the Chum, mute is combined with Isu, Ruba of the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So you mean the whole cloud of Hain Okamachro is the fear of Meir? That's what I want you to get, please, in number 22. Number 22 is, number one, how Tosfos answers the kasha different than our Tosfos? And number two, he purports it that it seems like it fits in with Reb Meir's perspective and not the Chacham. Now, what comes out from this Tosfos Baba Kama? Now, what's the rule? What's the exception? What's the rule? What's the exception, basically? That Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov is really what? Is really the rule. You know, the case Eli and me about the Shechit and the Rov L'Rabia. And the Beis Din is really an exception because not really a Rov, it's a what? It's not a Rov. What is a Beis Din? It's not a Rov, but what is it? You guys tell me. It's a Kol. Excellent, Ben. It's all 100%. So it comes out, pum fakir, of our Tos and Sanhedrin. According to Tosfos Baba Kama, the rule is Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov. Don't ask me kashas from Beis Din. Beis Din is a Kol, not a Rov. Mamish pum fakir. That's what we always say. You got a havan on the sheet this shit. Rishon. What's the rule? What's the exception? That's why I call our Tais as the collector's item. Because normally we think of Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov as the big cloud. Cloud going up a din. Come on, Baba Kama. Metavnev V'Manach. I'm also going to have a riot. Right? That's what normally you think of it. According to our Tais in Sanhedrin, it's pigeonholed. Very constricted. Okay, that answers number what? 22, 23. What do we add on to Tyson Baba Kama? Oh, we added on the following. We said, how could this be that it's a corner of Meir, this famous cloud? A few nakudas we added on. Please get it. We were very bothered by this. So we said, possibly, halacha l'maisa, that maybe because of this kasha, the Guinness Rodim said the whole cloud is only the Rabbanan. Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov is only the Rabbanan Eli. That's what the Guinness Rodim said because of the kasha we pointed out. The whole famous cloud is the Rabbanan. That's smack against the Trumas Hadeshah. Trumas Hadeshah says this cloud is the Arise.
What cloud?
Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov. That famous cloud. The Guinness Rodim says only the Rabbanan. Because the way the Tosa says is based on the what? It's anchored on smoke, mutual chazaka. That's Reb Meir's perspective. So that means the Rabbanan were machmir, like Reb Meir. That's very difficult. The Trumas Hadeshah and Gabi says the cloud is the Arise cloud. And plus the fact, don't start telling me chumras and the Rabbanan. Chumras and Dini Mamanis. Because why is that not true to say chumras and Dini Mamanis? You guys tell me. Why are chumras inappropriate with Dini Mamanis? Because a chumra for one guy is what? Is a kula for the other guy. Very difficult, we said. So we said the following. We basically wanted to say, like the Tosfos written by Babasra, that the end of the day is that Motzei Mechal Arayah is a big, big chazaka. It's like the super heavyweight of all chazakas. If the super heavyweight of all chazakas, the bottom line is that a rov can't beat it. And that's what he means, smoke mutal chazaka, viscerally ruba. It's because the chazaka of Cheskes Mammon is so strong, Lamaisa, then we would allow a mute to help it. But it's we point out, sure, it's a little bit difficult to Lashon HaTais because he says smoke mutal chazaka. But the bottom line is that when it comes to Dini Mammon, the chazaka is so strong. After Kama Ruba Chazak Ruba Arif Shani Cheskes Mom, this been time I must go arrive Ruba Lo Mikri Rai. The bottom line is that what Cheskes Mom is a super heavyweight of all Chazakas, and therefore normally Ruba Chazak Ruba Arif, but Cheskes Mom wins, and that's what he meant to say by saying what, by saying there's a mute. Now the truth of the matter is that we did point out, please get it, that there is a Mordechai in Maseches Ksubis. It is possible Halacha Lamai Shitim Gubetzah says the Shem the Gilyon. That actually says the chiluk that Tosfos rejected. And that we only say, Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov, Davka by Ruba Delesa Kaman. Aye, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, okay, you got kashas. But there is a sheet in Rishonim, the Gilyon, we said, please get it. The Gilyon quarter of the Bishuvah says, you only say, Ein Hochem B'Manach Arov, by a Ruba Delesa Kaman. By a Ruba Delesa Kaman, you would say it. Okay, it's a big chiddush. The truth is, in Choshen Mishpat, in the Ramah, we paskin Isa Kaman Ein Hochem B'Mamanach Arov. Even by Isa Kaman, we never go Basar what? We never go Basar Rov. The Ramah says in Simon Reish Sadi Beis Sif Yud Halacha L'Maisa. Now, one more Nakuda we should point out, and that is that according to Tosfos Baba Kama that said Kol, yes, according to Tosfos Baba Kama that said Kol, how do you answer the Kasha from Sanhedrin? About, you know, the case of the Treif. We answer the Beis Din question very good. But how do you answer the Kasha about going Basar Ruba Lesa Kaman? So we wanted to say that the pshat is that it's so, so powerful. It's such a powerful Hezber, Lamaisa. The fact that there's Kol, that there is no mute at all that exists. Halacha Lamaisa. There is no mute at all that exists, halacha lamaisa. And therefore, if you there's no mute at all, you can go bus or rove as well. Now, there's nothing that a guy could say, oh, I want to hold like the mute. A machzik could say, I want to hold like the mute. There is no mute. There's no mute at all. When you say kol, it doesn't just mean kol and basin. It means kol everywhere. In statistics, too. There is no mute. It's a nothing. And that's why Tysus and Baba Kam is answering that kach as well. We just point out, if you hold like that gilyon, I don't know how you're going to get out of that gemara. The gilyon actually says, you only say in hokal namnachro by ruba what? Ruba delesa kaman. What do you mean? Could be, we said. Okay, all those gemaras in Sanhedrin are not mominous. They're not mominous. That's the answer that we gave. Ain hokal namnachro maybe is only said by ruba delesa kaman. But by ruba delesa kaman, we say it. Halacha lamaisa. But the Ramah says, no, we don't say it. Halacha lamaisa. What do you do? Bezin's a coal. Not a problem. So we saved that, Gilyon. You follow me, Ben? Okay. Those are the different nekudas we added on. And then 24. That's 23. 24. Let's go. What are the two tracks about Gol Adam? What are the two tracks of Gol Adam? Number one is the natural one. What do you mean by a natural one? The Rabbeinu Chananel has a shot in the Gemara in Makkos Yudbeis Menachem. Amazing. The grandfather, get this, kills the grandson. Who's the Gol Adam? The father, and that's a natural one, because he's the closest. And he could kill his own father, Jeremy. Isaac Gemara says a son can never touch his father, even if he's a shliach beis din, give him malchus. Never, unless he's a mesis. If he's a Jew that incites other people to what is wrong, then he can strike him. No other case though can a son touch a father. So how could this be? Because if you're a natural Gol Adam, you can. What do I mean by natural? What happens if the father kills one of his two sons? Right? Does the brother become a Gol Adam? Yes, through who? Through Beis Din, not natural. Because who's the natural Gol Adam? The guy himself, but he's not going to kill himself. So Beis Din has to step in. Who do they appoint? The other guy's brother. If you're Beis Din appointed, then you can't touch your father. But if you're naturally appointed, not through Beis Din, then you can even kill your own father. That's all according to Rav Gershuni Zatzal, the great Guri, points out to Rabbeinu Chananel and Makkos Yudbeis Menachem.
Why is the brother any less natural than the father?
Because the first guy is the natural one, Uri. The closest Yorish. That's it.
The closest Yorish.
Then Beis Din steps in. Lamaisa will appoint the second most closest, okay?
So the father inherits the son if he died? If a son
if he's not married, Lamaisa, he's got no kids, and God forbid a son dies, the father inherits before the brother, correct?
Why does Sanhedrin even appoint him if they know he can't do anything?
But that's what the Lashon of the Gemara is. The Gemara asks, how can he do it? Lamaisa, the Gemara says, he's a shliach beis din. Gemara says he can't. Gemara says he can't, because he's through the means of a beis din. But if you're not through the means of a beis din, you can't even kill your own father. That's in the case of the grandfather killing the grandson. See, Rashi, in the beginning of Shir, we said, Makkos Yudbeis Menachem said it different, was Ma'aseh the Gemara differently. He said the grandfather killed the father, and then the grandson kills the grandfather. Rabbeinu Chananel says the grandfather killed the grandson, Lamaisa. Amazing. Rabbeinu Chananel's on the dot there. The Rav Gershuni Zatzal points out the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a godless updated. Okay, that answers number 24. Let's go, guys. Shir number 6. Let's go. We've got a lot to do. Shir number 6, number 1. Okay, let's go. Now, Daftalim and Daftalim Bezos, Yeshem Lemikra, I want you to go through. You know, good. You like your Chazor, Lomaisa, but we want to finish up. So Thursday morning is the Bechim. Okay? So you guys got to get going because I want to get the hammer out. But let's go through the questions. Maoshit is Rebbe Legabi Kama Dayanim Umava Korav Tenis Ahavimim Maskona. Let's go. What's the Shita Rebbe? The Shita Rebbe in the bottom of Gimel and Beis is how many Dayanim do you need? He says what? 5. Yes. Rebbe says you need 5 in order for the Gemara Din to be with 3. Okay. So what was the Havamina? The Gemara says, what do you mean what the Havamina is? Gemara says, we don't understand this theory of Rebbe at all. Why don't we understand this theory of Rebbe at all? Because why do you need a Gemara Din to 3? Just have 3, and you know that you'll have a Gemara Din what? The Gemara asks the Kasha. Lamai said, Ato, what's a Lashon of Gemara? Ato, but Tlaso, Milo, Gemara Din, betray? Have 3 Dayanim, and you have a row through 2. Right? What do you have to have 5 and 3 for? Do 3, and you'll have a Gemara Din of 2. So the Gemara says, Alma Kasavri, you see from here, let's get it. Alma Kasavri, you see from here, that 3 Lamaisa that's written is talking about by a Gemara Din. 3 is written by the Gemara Din. Okay? So if 3 is required by the Gemara Din, So Lamaisa, you see Beferish that in order to ensure that, Halacha Lamaisa, you need a vote of three Dayanim, Ayon in one direction. So in order to ensure that, you need five. Oh, so the Gemara asked Akasha on this. What did the Gemara ask? Megadif Be'rebabo. He guffawed at this theory. What was the guffawing? If that's the case, how many should you need for a Sahendra Gadol? Higher mathematics, even I can figure it out, right? Why? Because how many is a Sanhedrin Gadol? 71. So you should require 141 judges in order to make sure that 71 will vote in one direction. How many for a Sanhedrin Ktana should you have? Should have 45, right? Because you want to ensure that 23 are in one direction. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And we never found those numbers, 141 and 45. So what's the Gemara, and what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, let's get it. Okay? What does the Gemara say? Let's get it. I want you to get this whole shock of the Tariyah. What does the Gemara say in the end? Ella, it says, Asufu li shivimish, gather me 70 men. And that's talking about what? Mishash shvita seidim. So tu v'nikra balabaisa, okay? So it should be Allah l'maisa. If you wanted to say, and Rav Avoh proves he's doka this beer, because you're going to tell me 70 people is meaning Sasha Shifa, doesn't mean the Gemar Din, meaning the gathering. Also, Shvita Seide also should be what? Should be 23. You shouldn't need a Gemar Din of what? Not to mean you have a Gemar Din of 23. So it's very difficult, halacha l'maisa. So it should say Nikra Baisal Elokim, that we should learn that you should teach three Dayanim, the Kavanah Mishas Kreva. There should be three Dayanim. Not that you should have a Gemar Din with three. So it's very difficult to say that these numbers come up from where? 141? 45? How do you fit that in the psukim? Very difficult. So the Gemara throws his hands up in the air, please get it. And the Maskana of Rebbe is as follows, Yonah. Okay, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, it says, Yashir Ashiyun Elohim. Yarshiyun is Lashon Rabbim. So that means Elohim is Lashon Trey, because Yarshiyun is modifying Elohim, that's two. The second Elohim is another two. And just like it says, two Lamata, Beis and Shokel, you need to have what? You need to have five. So it says, Ad Elohim Yavo, and therefore we see Beferish, that Lamaisa, it's coming what? It's coming to tell me that what? That you need five. Allah Lamaisa. Okay? You need to have five. And that's talking about in this what? In this Pasuk. So you see Beferish, Lamaisa, that it's in the same Pasuk. What about the third Elohim? We're dealing with the same Elohim in the same Pasuk. You follow me? That was earlier in the Gemara when we said, you know, Yerubosh Yerubonason, that was in the whole Parsha. But in this Pasuk, you're dealing with two Elohims.
Well, the third one, we don't darsh in the first one because they ain't darsh the
Steelers. According to the Maskanas of Gemara, that's correct. You all said, you're saying good, very good, John. Ain't darsh in the too. That's correct. That was the Maskana. We said, lo de kuliam. Correct. So that's where Rabbeinu HaKadosh says you need what? Rabbeinu HaKadosh says you need five. That's the Maskanas of Gemara. What about according to the Rabbanan? Why the Rabbanan say three? Because it says Yarshiyun, Tzchaser. So if it's Chaser, this opens the door to Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Mesora. They go to Yeshem L'Mesora. And therefore what? Asher Yashun means one. Halacha L'Maisa. And therefore the other one means what? Lashon one. And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, we see that what? Beis and Shaka, you get three. But there's no way that you have five. So it has nothing to do with Kedeshia Gemar Din Mishlosha. That's only the Hava Minuri. Rabbi HaKadosh says five, in order the Gemar Din is three. That's a Hava Minuri. Gemara strikes that down. Because you should need 141, you should need how much? You should need what? 45. The Gemara strikes that down. You're going to tell me those psukim are talking about what? Are talking about only the beginning? They're talking about the Gemara Din as well. Very hard to say that Lamaisa, right? It's very hard to say that it's only talking about Mishas Kreva. Very hard to say Mishas Asifa, not the Gemara Din. Very, very difficult to say like that. So therefore, what's the Maskana? Yesheim L'Mikra, Yesheim L'Mesorah. And therefore, since it's Chaser Avav, the Torah says you only darsh one dayan, and then another dayan, and then the Beis and Shok gives you three. Okay, that all answers number one. I want you guys to get it. Let's go number two. With me, let's go. How did Tosfos learn Gimel Beis, the Kasha from Sanhedrin Gedolim? How did Tosfos learn the Kasha? On the bottom. Tosfos learned the Kasha like this. The Gemara's Kasha was only from Sanhedrin Gedolim, that it should be 141, in order that there be a vote of 71 on one side. The Gemara never was asking from Beis Din of 23. Because if it would be true, how many should you require? Only 39. Because all you need is 20 on one side. There are 39 judges because it's Ada, Ada tells you 20. And therefore, why should the Gemara say the number 45? 39 should suffice. You shouldn't need to have 45. That's how Tais learns Akasha. How did we answer it? So we said, if you look in the Tais HaRosh says it's Kilu Beferish that it's 23. Tais HaRosh stops, it's Ada Ada. 20, all you need is a Gemara Din to be 20. All you need is 39 then. You need 20 on one vote, on one side of the ledger, as opposed to 39. But what do you mean? Why are you ignoring that there's 23? The Mishnah said Mimnayin Havi Shloshim. Because you need a margin of 2 to criminate. So it's 22. And then you need 23 because of Beis and Shaka. That was the Mishnah we learned, Beis and Beis. So why does Tais ignore that? Tais HaRosh, that's Kilu Mefurish in the Krah. So therefore, it's 23. If you need to have 23 on one side, you better have 45. That's why the Gemara insisted on 45 and didn't say 39. Okay? Tais just asked what he asked, and he left it as a kasha. We said that Tais maybe said the Gemara was lav dafki, but Tais HaRosh answered Tais's kasha. Okay, please get it. That's 2, 3. What did Tais and Dav Dalet say? Lagabi Rebbe and the Din Yashem LeMikra Yashem LeMesora Lagabi Chafni UPinchas. What's the case, guys? Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get the Gemara. Gabi, you with me? What did the Gemara say in the beginning of Gilam and Beis Dalam and Aleph? Actually, on Taisus. Taisus on the top there and Dalam and Aleph. The top Taisus says we got a problem here. Why? Because Rebbe's of the opinion Yashem LeMikra, but we can point out LeMaisa that Halach LeMaisa we find that what. That Rebbe does go busser what? Right? That Rebbe does go busser what? Yesh aim le what? Yesh aim. Again, what did Rebbe go with? Yesh aim le mikra. But we find that Rebbe does go yesh aim le misara. There's a story with Chafni and Pinchas. Chafni and Pinchas, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, when Hamra, anyone interprets that they live with married women is an Isser. Kol Omer, that Pinchas, Chafni and Pinchas, Chata Enu al Atoa. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. God forbid they didn't live with. They caused the women to procrastinate from getting home and being with their husbands. Not that they were mizana with them in favor. It's chas v'sholom. And it says v'yishgavan, right? See, now v'yishgavan means that what? That one of them didn't sin. Bless you. But how do we know that what both of them didn't sin? Because we know that both of them didn't sin because the pasuk went and identifies the lineage of Achiah. It says that Pinchas also what? It says that Pinchas didn't sin either. But not only did Chafni not sin, but Pinchas didn't sin either. Isn't Rebbe going like Basar Masara? No, here it's Beferish in the Psukim.
They both didn't sin? I thought Pinchas didn't sin, the other one.
No, the Pasuk says Beferish that Chafni didn't sin. How do you know that Pinchas didn't sin as well? Because when it lists off the lineage of Achiah, it says that Pinchas was related to him. If Pinchas sinned, he never would have put him in the lineage. But what you see from here is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh only goes Yeshem LeMesora when it's Muchuk and the Psukim. Generally subscribes Yeshem LeWhat? Yeshem LeMikra. But LeMaisa, don't tell me that in general what he holds Yeshem LeMesora. He holds Yeshem LeMesora in that one case where it was what? Where it's obvious because otherwise it wouldn't have listed off his lineage in such a what? In such a way. And therefore we know Beferish LeMaisa that Halach LeMaisa that Pinchas Lomaisa didn't sin as well. Okay, because it says V'yishkevun over there. It says V'yishkevun over there. So Lomaisa, you see that what? We go bust to the craw, and therefore, we're makish Chafni, the Pinchas, to say even what? Chafni didn't sin, just like Pinchas. It says Eliyah Zakein, V'yishkevun. Masha Lashkin Rabin. If you Lashkin, you know, V'yishkevun with Lashkin Mikra is Lashkin Rabin. So even Pinchas sinned, not just Chafni. So the Gemara says, no. How do we know that what? We know that there's a Gzera Shava. What's a Gzera Shava? The Gzera Shava is that just like Pinchas didn't sin, Chafni didn't sin. But how do you know they didn't sin? So Rabbi's Modin Lomaisa, there's another passage that says Beferish, that Pinchas didn't sin, because the Torah says Beferish. So the Torah says Beferish, it lists off the lineage of Achiah, so if he didn't sin, we know that Chafni didn't sin either as well. But don't tell me Rabbi in general holds Yeshem and Masora. This is a special exception because the Psukim prove it. Okay, that answers number what? Number 3, 4. Let's go now. Let's go, guys. Please, let's get it. The whole week. Johnny's going to be teaching the Torah. Okay, what's the schedule tonight? Quick.
After Meir.
After Meir tonight in the second floor?
Yeah.
Okay, and tell all the guys. He's going to be going over the questions. Please come. Tuesday night is what time?
And Tuesday, 8 to 9.
8 to 9 Tuesday. Wednesday night? The whole night. What?
Whenever's good.
Okay, so you'll be in touch. Just go over the questions, major questions. All the questions are major. Okay? So let's go. Devote the time. We can do it. Okay. What does the Gemara say in Dalon Amud Aleph? Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, B'shem Reb Yechanan, these are the following holy Tanoim all the Tanaim are holy, Heliga Tanaim, that subscribe to this concept of Yesh Eim L'mikra. They are Rabbeinu HaKadosh, number one. Rabbi Yudah ben Rowetz, number two. Number three, Beis Shammai. Number four, Reb Shimon. Number five, Rabbi Akiva. They all subscribe to the concept of Yesh Eim L'mikra. That is Rabbi Yitzchak's list. Very interesting, okay? Very interesting that he subscribed to all this list, Halacha L'maisa, okay? It's very interesting because the Kadmonim say, whenever the list is mentioned, we usually what? Say we don't paskin like them, okay? Whenever in Shas it says, defiling Tanaim hold this, usually it's connoting we don't paskin like them. That's what it says in Sefer Mekach to Rav Haigon, okay? But let's go one, let's go now. Number four. What is, where, how does Rav Yudah ben Rowetz hold Yesh Eim L'mikra? Let's get it. Simple. Pashup Shot. Four. How does Rav Yudah ben Rowetz, the Holy Tana, say, L'maisa, Yesh Eim L'mikra? So they asked him. The Talmidim asked Rav Yudah ben Rowetz, they said, Rebbe, how do you know that the shear of Dam Tahar, remember we said when a woman gives birth to a boy or a girl, there's a period of time where she bleeds, where she's bleeding, it's called Dam Tame, and then later it's called Dam Tahar. When theoretically you could have beer with her if she went to the mikveh, even though she's still bleeding, but it's called Dam Tahar. We don't do that nowadays. Remember we said in Shulchan Aruch, we're not Bo'al al Dam Tahar. We wait until she completely stops bleeding and that's it. But the Gemara wanted to know for a girl, when you give birth, how do you know it means 2 weeks? Maybe it means 70 days. Maybe Shivim means 70 days. Maybe I would think she's considered to be Tamei L'maisa for those, what, 70 days? So he said to them, you know what? It's a mistake to say that. Because we know that we compare as a boy, giving birth to a boy with giving birth to a girl. Just like when it comes to what? When it comes to a boy, it's doubled. Just like when it comes to Yemei Tara, Kishatir B'Zachar, in the Nekeva, the Yemei Tara for a girl is doubled of a boy. Because we know it's what? 33 for a boy and 66 for a girl. The Dam Tahar, the Yemei Tahara. So in Tuma, for a boy it's what? It's 7. For a girl it should be 14. Then the Talmidim left Shir after Minchit. And then he called them back. Come back in. Forget about the midterm. Forget about the midterm, said Rav Yudah ben Rowetz. Come back in. He said, you know what? What did he say? Rav Yudah ben Rowetz says, no. You don't even have to come on to my drasha. I hold Yesh Eim L'mikra. Yesh Eim L'mikra means Shvuayim. Shvuayim, not Shivim. Just plain and simple, Shvuayim. You read it, L'maisa, with Shvuayim, the way you pronounce it. Yesh Eim L'mikra. Therefore, it's Yesh Eim L'mikra. Therefore, Halach L'maisa, it means 2 weeks, and that's how you get to 14. Fine. That's how Rebbe Yudah Rowetz subscribes to Yesh Eim L'mikra. Let's go. Five. Now it's four. How does Beis Shammai hold Yesh Eim L'mikra? Beis Shammai holds the following. Beis Shammai holds, halacha l'maisa, that when you sprinkle blood, we know, when you sprinkle blood of a chatas, you need to sprinkle four times. By Olin, Ashman and Shlom, it's Shtay Matana Shein Arba, you do it on the two corners. And there's one, Matana Achatz, one sprinkling for a Bechor and a Korban Pesach. We know that. Halacha l'maisa, okay? And l'maisa, what we discussed is the following. The Mishnah says in Zvachim that the Beis Shammai says that if you have korbanos that are supposed to be shtayim shein arba halacha l'maisa, Beis Shammai says if you have to sprinkle blood on the mizbeach on the choishes, there are two mizbeachas. What are the two mizbeachs? One is mizbeach hazav inside, mizbeach on the choishes is outside. Okay, it's called mizbeach hazav, which is mizbeach Hakateris Lamaisa, and the Mizbach Ha'oila Lamaisa is outside Lamaisa, right? That's called Mizbach HaNechoshes, okay? So let's get it. So let's say you have to sprinkle a Chatas, you have to do four sprinklings. So if you have to do four sprinklings, okay, you have to do four, or let's say it's a case of Shtayim Shein Arba, which is, like, for example, we said, which is the Olar Shlomim, let's say those Karbonas, and you made a mistake, you only did one. So let's say you're supposed to do Shtayim Shein Arba, and you only did one sprinkling. What does Beis Shammai say? It's good.
How many sprinklings the
Lamaisa
has two sides?
Shtayim Shein Arba is like for the Olin Shlum. So you do two corners, and you know the two opposite diagonals, and spreads on all four sides. But B'diev, you only did one. Beis Shammai says it's good. It's all in the Gemara, or you see it inside. What about by Korban Chatas, where you're supposed to do four sides? What happens if you only do two? What does Beis Shammai say? It's good. But you need at least two. So you got that, Ellie? By the other karbanos, four and one, it's time shein arba. If b'diav you did one, it's good. And chatas, you're supposed to do four, and b'diav you did two, it's good. Beis Hillel says even by a chatas, b'diav if you do one, it's good. Okay? Now, what's the rationale of Beis Shammai? Yesh eim lemikra. It says karnos three times by the different karbanos of a chatas. It says it by a nasi, a melech's korban. It says it also by what? It says it by the kivsus achatas that a yachid brings, and it says it by the yachid sir achatas also that a person brings. So it says the word karnos. If you interpret yeshem lemikra, you got six. You're not going to sprinkle on it six sides. There's only four sides. So how do you use the lulais of number six? Four lichachila, two are ma'akev. That's the rationale of Beis Shammai.
And I thought you said two is fine by a
No. We said like this, Uri. By Olin Shlom, it's Shtayim Shein Arba. B'dievet, if you did one, it's good. By Achatas, you got to do four all corners. B'dievet, two is good. You got that?
Right.
That's Beis Shammai Shita. Where does it come up with that Achatas, that four and two? Because really, it's Karnos three times. That's six. So you come up with the configuration, four and two. Four Lechachila in all four corners for the Achatas. And two, b'dievet if you did only two. Okay? Chlor? Uri, you got it?
Yeah.
That's Beis Shammai Yeshem Lemikra. What does Beis Hillel say? I beg the difference, says Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says we hold Yeshem Lemisora. Therefore, it says Karnos what? Twice without a Vav. It only says it once with a Vav. Higher mathematics, how much is that? 2 + 1 + 1 is 4. Three of them are Lechachila, meaning that three of them are Lechachila, and one of them is La'akev. What does that mean? Three of them is lichachila. Meaning besides the one that's ma'akev, you should do another three. Halacha lemaisa, which is what? Which is four in total. Remember everyone was asking me on that, but you look at the whole thing. Four lichachila and one of them is ma'akev. Okay. That's Beis Shammai ol yeshem lemikra. Then remember the Gemara, let's just finish up that Gemara outside. The Gemara says, do all four of the mitzvah. Kapara bichti lo ashkechon. Kapara bichdi lo ashkechan. Remember that? Which will, if we get to the Taisus, I don't know if we'll get to today. But you can't get kapara without doing some action at all. So you have to at least say that one is ma'akiv. Okay, that answers what? 5, 6, let's go. How does Rav Shimon Yosef Eishen Lemikra? Does anybody have an exam today? No one has it. Yeah, Uri, come on, what time? 6:30, right? Okay, let's go. We'll go right. Okay, 6. Eich Rav Shimon Sover Eishen Lemikra. How does Rav Shimon hold Eishen Lemikra? I also have an exam. At 3, I have to oversee the koel b'china. I'm not taking it, though. I'm helping guys, right? Okay. How is Rav Shimon hold Yeshem Lemikra? Let's go. How does Rav Shimon hold Yeshem Lemikra? You got me? How does Rav Shimon hold Yeshem Lemikra? Let's go. Sukkah. This brings us to Sukkah. How many times does it say in the Chumash, Sukkah? 3 times, correct? Rav Shimon holds you need what? 3 in a tefach for a kosher Sukkah. The Rabbanim say 2 in a tefach. How does Rav Shimon get to what he says, and how did the Rabbanim get to what they say? So Rav Shimon holds Yeshem Lemikra. So that means Sukkah is how much? 6. You need one to be introduced to tell me the din of what? Sitting in the Sukkah. So that takes it down to 4. The Halacha Shem Mishin chisels down 4 to 3 in a tefach. That's Rav Shimon. Yeshem Lemikra. Rav Shimon holds what? Uri, you got to go chazan inside. Say it, okay, start. He says sukkah 3 times 6. You follow me? Yeah. One of them is used up to tum into the midst of the yeshiva sukkah. Okay. Stop. Take one off the right off the way. You're left with 4. Chisel. You should have 4 walls. Halach Mishmin chisels down to 3 in a tefach. Yeshem lemikra. You got me? Yeah. The Rabbanim hold Yeshem lemesorah, which means what? Sukkah 2 of them is not a vav. One of them is with a vav. So that's 4. 1 + 1 + 2 = 4. Take away 1 for itself, yeshiva sukkah. You're left with 3. Chisel it down to 3 is 2 in a tefach. Halacha Moshe Messina. That's according to who? That's according to the Chachamim. Excellent. That answers number 6. 7, guys. Let's go. What's the machlokes of Akiva and the Chum on the din revis, Dam, Mishnei Mesim? Get this, guys. We had a shtickle. Okay, let's finish it up with 7 and 8. Okay, and then we'll pick it up from 9 tomorrow, guys. Okay? Let's go. Jeremy, you ready? It says, what's the machlokes of Akiva and the Chum on the din revis, Dam, Mishnei Mesim? Rachmano Litzlan, if you have a mace, if you have a revisa dam that came from the mace, is it metame ba'ol? If you walk under the same roof, if you walk under the same roof of blood, half revis from one mace, half revis of blood from another mace, is it mitzarif or not? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, it is mitzarif. According to the Chachamim, it is not mitzarif. According to the Rabbanan, it is not mitzarif. What's the rationale? Rabbi Akiva learns what? Uri? Rabbi Akiva learns, Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mikra. It says what? It says in the Pasuk, it says, Akon nafshos mace lo yovo. Nafshos should read mikra, means plural. You can mitzarif a half reis from one dam, half from one mace, half reis from another mace. No problem. No problem to mitzarif. Rabbanan said, what are you talking about? Yeshem le mitzarif. There's no vav there. You can't mitzarif. It can only come from one mace to be mitame boil. Meaning the corpse is not in the room. The puddle of blood is in the room. Somehow it's transferred into the room from the mace, the blood. Okay? Let's just make sure we got the case clear. Ellie, you got me?
Yeah.
There's the mace is not in the room. There's a puddle of blood or in a cup that came from the mace. So the question is it from one mace or two? That's seven. Let's close today with eight. With the Meir Nikol, I just saw him yesterday. Rav Ganak, sleeping in the Mismedes, came over to me. Mice, I didn't get a chance to tell him. He said over the shtickle. But he said an amazing shtickle. We'll close with this today. Okay, this is number eight. Okay? Said amazing. What's the lumbus behind this machlaikis? Daniel, you got this? What's the machlaikis in this? What's the lumbus behind this machlaikis? So the question is it a shear or is it a din in the chefs of a mace? So he wanted to say that's the machlaikis. If Ravi's dam is metame only as a shear, right? Right? If it's metame as a shear or metame as a mace. So he said that's kufa na machlaikis. According to what? According to Rabbanan, the Geter Adin is that's a manifestation of a mace, the Ravi's dam. If it's a manifestation of a mace, then the bottom line is it can only come from one mace. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a din in the shear. If the shear revis, who cares when it comes to multiple mace? Should be just as good. And Lamaisa, we took this a step further. The Mishnah says in the beginning, the Rambam says in the beginning of the fourth parak of Tumas Mishkav Moshav, that if you want have a column of bones from a skeleton, or a skull, or a skeleton from two mason, they're not mitzarif. It's a beferish of Mishnah. Because they're not shiurim. Because the skull and the skeleton are manifestations of a mace. And the only way they can be matam is if it's from the mace himself. Can't be from two mason. Halacha l'maisa. A kazayas from the mace can be mitzarif from two different mason because a kazayas of flesh is not a din in the mace, a din in shear. So he said he saw this in the stipend in the Chazon Ish, and they bring a raya from a ravid. The ravid says if you have a sprinkling of dam, a ravid's dam, that was sprinkled all over a room, God forbid. But it's not a one puddle. The ravid says not matame. Why not? Because the whole lumbus is a manifestation of a mace. It has to be together as a puddle. See, if it was a shear, Eli, then let it be spread out. What's the difference? But if it's a mace, it has to be one chefsa. Can't be spread out. And this, he closed with the following amazing, guys. Let's get it. The Gemara says in Nazar, Lamechesa, Manaf, lists 10 revises. There are 10 halachas where we find revises found. What's one of the 10? What's one of the 10? The halacha of what, Rebbe Kiva? That it's mitzar from Shnei Mason. Frek Rebbe Ganak. Why do you have to quote Rebbe Kiva? Quote the Chachamim. That's also revise. Even though Chum says has to be for one mace, what's the answer? Because the Chachamim is what, Eli? The Chachamim, the Lumbus is what? Not a Reviz, it's not a Shir, it's a what? It's a Chefs of a mace. If you want to illustrate 10 halachas that have a Din Reviz with it, you wouldn't quote the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan purport the Shita based on the Chefs of a mace. Rabbi Kiva's Shita is based and anchored on the Shir of Reviz. I don't care how many mace we start together. The Mela we quote only Rabbi Kiva and not the Rabbanon. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, guys. Better show pick it up at 9 tomorrow. We'll go Vikings. Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, we got the Pina. And I encourage you to hear by, and you can call me. You can call me today, come to this Medish, call me at night. Questions. It'll be easy to speak in the other day. But let's make sure we do Chazar strong. The guys are here, let's encourage them to all come. Who wants to down for the Omen? Who wants to down for the Omen? Jack, you want to down for the Omen? אשר יושב את דכל יוכל שואל לו, שום פחות 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 ש